These are the news headlines from Elgin's newspapers of 100 years ago, courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. These are the headline news items from January 24, 1918. I'm Larry Drayfall. It was an impressive run, never shut down on a Monday for more than 20 years. That record fell with the Garfield Fuel Conservation Order, and Lewis Bloom closed his Douglas Avenue confectionery for the first time on a Monday in 20 years. Bloom indicated that the war has broken many records, and mine was one of them. He added, "If that helps the government, however, I'm well satisfied." Another Elgin confectioner, T.C. Polis, closed his doors on a Monday for the first time in 16 years. Emphasizing the value of the commercial club to the community, Douglas Sutherland, the secretary of the Civic Federation of Chicago, said organizations like the commercial club did much to arouse a feeling of fraternalism and cooperation in the community. Sutherland indicated the clubs, like Elgin's commercial club, can do much in swaying public opinion after making a careful investigation of the issues at hand in a community. Clubs can also function as a go-between with the public and municipal officials, as well as government officials. The effort to continue the conservation of coal was undertaken by A.L. Metzler. He addressed representatives of the lodges, clubs, and societies, and has met with coal dealers. He indicated that deliveries of as little as 500 pounds of coal had been made today to piece out the existing supply in anticipation of additional loads. Loads of coal are expected in Wayne, and from there, the traction company will transport the coal to Elgin dealers. The Elgin State Hospital has just received its long-awaited supply of coal. Classifications are changing for newlyweds. The local draft board has announced that married registrants who have claimed deferred classifications due to marriage will be denied. There are cases under reconsideration. Also, all those who may have received deferred classification due to marriage from the start of the Selective Service Act on May 13th of 1917 will have their classifications revoked by order of the War Department. The local board announced decisions in 28 cases. 17 of the cases were granted deferments for either agricultural or industrial qualification. With the Garfield fuel-saving decision, the Elgin Thread Company has found it necessary to hire at least 50 new hands. Women are particularly in need. The company has curtailed a great deal of work with the shutdowns, but its need of increasing production to meet the existing orders it has. Those were the headline stories of Elgin's history reported in its newspapers of 100 years ago. This report is offered courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. For more Elgin history, visit www.elginhistory.org.